Is it a first name? That's not fun.
Everybody got a copy of the minutes. Got to check the minutes out. Can we get a motion to
approve
the
minutes?
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the minutes is published. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Select for approve the minutes. Don't have any comments, I don't think. A little bit. Joe?
We have a lot of purchases this morning. As you recall, last month we didn't have many. I guess after the holiday break, everybody got their act together. So they all showed up today. That's fine. First one is with the 911 department. It's some radio equipment for the PSAPs. Terry, you want to give us a brief explanation of what these are?
Those are 800 megahertz mobile radios that will be installed in each of the PSAPs, which will allow for communications between each and every one of them in the event, especially in the event of a catastrophe. But they can be used routinely just to speak from one PSAP to another. We've had 10 of them already in place, and these are 5 that we're going to be purchasing to ensure that everyone has them.
Any questions?
Next, with the Administrative Services Department, we have a contract renewal for envelopes, and I know Bill's already asked the question, do we ever order 50,000 envelopes? What this is the pricing.
300,000.
300,000. Is there 300,000 on there?
Yeah.
This is pricing that we're entitled to. Departments order their envelopes as they need them based on the quantities. We've got some departments that use very few. We've got some that are large generators. If there's any questions, Barry and Michelle are here and can certainly answer them.
Any questions?
I already asked, so.
We already hit her this morning.
The next two purchases are with the coroner's department. The first one is replacement of their computers, and the second one is replacing one of their vehicles. The computers that they use is a little bit different than what we're used to at desktop. I believe you guys use a docking station, laptop, so the investigators take their computers with them when they're out in the field, but when they work at their desks, it's the same computer.
Does our IT department maintain those computers?
Yeah.
Timothy, as we train.
Any questions?
Next, with the employment and training department, they are upgrading their desktop computers. This is along the same lines as the other departments that we've had, where the licensing and all those types of things are out of date. So we're finally getting around to the employment and training department. With facilities management, we had an emergency boiler repair at the Wood River facility. Kurt, you want to explain?
We had several boiler tubes that were leaking. We tried rolling them to seal them off a couple times, and they wouldn't seal, so we had to replace them.
Do we do the work in-house on that, or is that do we sub out to like Boilermakers?
That we had to have Boilermaker do.
I figured, okay.
We do our normal maintenance as far as cleaning tubes and cleaning the boiler out.
But sure.
That's a little
that makes
too
sense.
Technical.
Yeah.
With the IT department, we have 4 approvals. A couple of them are software maintenance renewals. It looks like there's some network switches that we're doing. And then we have quarterly maintenance on our big printer. Any questions? Timothy can answer them.
Timothy's here. No questions?
We have our annual dues for the Community Mental Health Association through the Mental Health Department. Some questions about that?
What's it?
Yeah, what do we get for that? No offense, but that's a good chunk of change, so I'm just wondering.
That is our trade association, and our office staff gets all of our training through them. They do all of our legislative advocacy.
So somewhat like NACO,
It's similar to IACO and all these other state organizations. Throughout county government, most of our departments are involved with an organization like this. And
okay.
You know, the legislative part is really critical because we don't hire lobbyists here in Madison County government, but through our membership fees with all these associations, whether it's the Sheriff's Department or anything, they're looking out for the county's interests. So we're really joining resources in that regard.
Okay.
And actually, it was a profit generator for a while for us when we did our Medicaid billing. I think we did like $500,000 in billing 3 years ago.
Oh, that's great.
So,
okay.
So what's that based on?
I love the amount of use.
Yeah, I mean, it's an odd figure.
It is. It's based on our levy. There's different levels, and actually ours hasn't gone up in about 5 years, even though we've had a little bit of an increase.
Okay.
With the recorder's office, we have a purchase for an escrow drawdown module. I guess this is a new data system that you guys are installing?
We have new software within our office, and what this does is it works with the existing software. What our office has been doing historically was giving credit to our patrons, our charge customers, and then getting paid at the end of the month on that. We talked with the auditor's office. We all thought that probably wasn't the best of ideas because there could be some of these charge customers have up to $10,000 in outstanding liability. So what this program does is it works with our new software, and instead of having a charge account, patrons put money in an escrow account, and this will automatically draw down from that escrow, and it will send emails to the former charge customers or the patrons that decide to enroll in the escrow drawdown to advise them as to where their escrow account is, and then to automatically cut off their ability to record or print copies or whatever, unless they have money within the escrow account. So this is what this does. I think it'll save us some significant man hours too in our office.
Is this also supported by IT? You have somebody that is helping to purchase this software? Or is this...
No, this is through, we have a specific software vendor that deals with recording software, and this is through our recording software vendor.
So if something goes wrong, you contact them, not our in-house?
Well, we would probably contact both of you. And then they would say, not us, and then whoever,
did you skip
wherever
three
the,
of them?
Yeah, they would do this and then figure out where the issue was. I think
the coroner and.
No, we did the coroner.
There's a relationship.
The car even
there's
did the
there's
car?
An established relationship with the coroner.
I said that
definitely.
Jointly.
Yes. I just think it's a little bit of software, and then IT doesn't
okay.
have
we can back up.
The manpower right. to be able to maintain it if we can ask.
Yes, no, this is not up to them to maintain at all. Cool. It would be vendor maintained.
Okay.
Any questions?
Sewer District, we have two purchases. One is an agreement, or an annual agreement, I guess, with Julie, basically using their program, I believe, Carol. Isn't that correct?
That is correct. For anybody who digs within our sewer district, they have got to contact Julie. They send us a fax, and we have to pay for that fax. The resident or the contractor does not. And this is the first year. It's been over $5,000, so this is the first year we've actually had presented to you.
We're all familiar with Julie. It comes out in most lines. It's extremely costly when people get her line. And then also they have a repair to one of their pickup trucks. This was a pretty significant repair.
It was. They had to replace the motor. It's a 2002 with 120-something thousand miles. But we felt in this case that truck was salvageable, so we wanted to go ahead with the repair, even though it's got that number of miles and the year it is. The rest of the truck is still in this.
And Ralph Burnett actually called me after they did this, and we talked about the age of his fleet. And they're going to look towards replacing their trucks because, it's
2001, 2002, and all of them have more miles than this particular one. I mean, we're up in the 200,000-mile range.
Anyway. And then lastly, we have the contract renewal for the preparation and printing and mailing of the tax bills for the Treasurer's Department. I believe this was you guys did a two-year bid on this last year. This is a renewal or...
We did a one-year bid with a three-year option to
recommit. Okay. Is there anything else you guys would like to add?
Any questions?
That's all.
Can you get a motion?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion is second. Any further discussion? Kelly?
Aye.
Ann?
Aye.
Josh? Aye.
Bill?
Aye.
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 Under resolutions, we have two resolutions that were on your pre-agenda, and then there's four that were added later that are in front of you. The first one was the weatherization resolution. This is another packet of HVAC bids that we're bringing to you all in groups. Mm-hmm. Is there any questions, Walter?
Walter's here for them. Any questions?
Sheriff's Department has a resolution to purchase lasers and equipment associated with that. Sheriff, would you like to speak on that?
They're tasers. The use of tasers in police work is pretty common nowadays.
When I say lasers?
Sorry.
Not lasers.
Tasers.
We have some tasers now. What we're doing, what we have been doing, is at the end of a shift, the deputy going off duty has to meet with the deputy coming on duty, change the tasers. The purchase of this is coming from FY13 funds that we saved last year. And this way we'll be able to equip each first responder deputy with his or her own taser. It would be somewhere we don't trade guns and shift change. We won't be trading tasers at shift change either.
I noticed you went sole source on these. Is this the same model that you had previously, so are things interchangeable? Or?
Right. Taser International is really the only company in the United States that makes a taser that's suitable for police work.
Any other questions?
Just for curiosity's sake, there's 88 air cartridges. Why 88?
Well, that's what you got to put
you
in
have two
the,
of them
in
but
the weapon.
One? Yeah.
Right. When one goes down, you got to put the other one in, and then you replace the one that you're taking out. So.
Okay. Cool.
I just hope if they ever have to use something on me, it's a laser and not a taser.
I thought that was going to be a really cool purchase, though. Yeah. Lasers.
I thought they were going to shoot them at airplanes.
It's like the Jetsons now, yeah.
Jet planes.
Star Wars.
Flying MRM.
With the sewer district, we have a capital project to install a generator that will keep our lift stations running during power outages. Is this replacing something now, or this is an enhancement to the system?
No, there's actually 13 permanent generators, and we wish to replace or wish to put them installed in within the 74 lift stations that we have. In case of a major power outage, then we can keep the sewage flowing. It will save us on sewer backups into residents or commercial properties. And it will save us in overtime for the guys to have to go out and physically set up portable generators. So it's a major project, but it's something that's a long time coming, and it's desperately needed.
Any questions?
I didn't see that one in our packet.
It came later. It should be in front of you.
I didn't see that in the addition either.
The bid openings were just
did you not have a copy of it?
I did not.
Just to see it.
Sorry.
She was late here getting those ready last
night. Hey, I don't have to vote if I don't see it. I'm not like Seminissa.
Then you'd be a lot taller. And have a beard.
They're all local based. Okay. Yeah, that's significant.
And then we have two purchases with the highway department. One is a tandem axle dump truck, and the other one is a tractor. Mark, would you like to explain this to you?
Yeah, right now, dump truck, it's basically just a replacement truck for a 2000 model dump truck. So we're replacing a single axle with a tandem. We've been trying to get one truck a year to try and keep up. Right now, we've got somewhere around 16 trucks. So with a tandem replacing a single axle, we needed a hopper bed and a new snow plow. Typically, we have not been replacing snow plows. Most of them are 20 to 30 years old. But with traffic accidents and everything else, we're getting some wear on some of our snow plows. So that's the tandem axle truck and snow plow and the hopper bed that goes with it for plowing snow. And then the Bowen tractor. Right now, we're replacing two 1993 tractors with one newer tractor with a new mower also to go along with that.
That'll mow twice as much as those, or as that other one.
Well, we're going from a 3.8 foot mower to a 10 foot wing mower, so it should help us efficiency wise.
I couldn't help but notice most of the bids are from Hamel, so I'm sure Bill.
It's good.
There were bids from, actually the John Deere dealer in Hamel too.
Right. I see that. Yeah.
I live across the street.
Any other questions?
Yeah. Motion to approve.
Got a motion? A second?
Second.
Man. Any further discussion? Got it?
Aye. Perfect.
Aye.
Aye. Yes.
Yes.
I do need to back up. There's one additional purchase, not resolution. It is with also the highway department. It's for a single wide rotary mower. Is this what you just referred to? Mower that goes with the... Okay. I didn't mention this, so we would need a motion also to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? Not Kelly.
Aye.
Aye.
That is all.
Joel?
Yes.
You're up, Rick.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have no motel tax reconciliation report for this month. We do have some refunds. First refund is from the special service area, payable in the amount of $190 to a business. This refund is due to overpayment on an account. The second refund is also from the special service area, payable in the amount of $30.54 to an individual. This refund is due for an overpayment at closing. Third, we have 10 checks out of the unrestricted animal control. The names are listed here, and this is the refunds are for overpayment on registration fees. I move for your approval on the refunds.
Motion?
So moved.
So moved. Second. Motion in the second.
You want me to bring in the claims and transfers report, Mr. Chairman?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Please.
We have the summary of reports of claims and transfers for January of 2014, and I submit that for your approval, too. And that's all I have today, Mr. Chairman.
You got a motion?
So moved.
You have a second?
Second.
Aye.
That's all you have, Rick?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Safety and risk.
Okay, I have a resolution authorizing the purchase of excess insurance for the self-insured workers' compensation program. This is our annual renewal. It's in the amount of $72,451, and this again is replacing the national for 1 year.
Did that go up considerably from last year?
Yes.
I thought so. So, why?
Well, there's a variety of factors. Many of them have nothing to do with Madison County because I have a 45-minute conference call with our broker and underwriters. Unfortunately, we have looked at other options, but minimum premiums with other carriers would be at least $100,000 for the same self-insured retention of $650,000. I did get four different quotes from Safety National. I did talk to Joe, and we felt it was in our best interest to stay where we are, since it does cost us more. It did at about $11,000 increase from last year. The factors that play into that is because the medical inflation is occurring, so they're seeing increased cost when they are paying out on these excess claims. There's reduced investment income that's been continuing to be a problem for them. That's been ongoing probably for at least the last 5 years or more. So they're seeing their return on investments that they have as an excess carrier and even their reinsurers is much less than what they've seen in the past. And there's also been a very large increase in severity of claims. We're talking like the school shootings, we're talking firefighters being killed in fires. So they're seeing lots of catastrophic losses across the nation. So it's not, it's not because we have, in fact, we have not pierced the self-insured retention. We are very lucky that we haven't, but unfortunately we also are going to be impacted by our premiums because of the larger nationwide losses that are occurring.
Okay.
Thanks.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
And we have a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further questions?
Yes.
Aye.
Bill?
Yes.
Aye.
Anybody have anything else? Any new business? Not a motion adjourns in order.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We stand adjourned.